You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
In Los Angeles. This is The Startup with Monique Leray. I'm Monique Leray. Welcome to another beautiful show. We're edging towards our four-year anniversary on LA Talk Radio. I cannot believe it. I can't believe that Sam put up with me for 4 years so far. Sam, you're a trooper. Guys, I'm in a different location today. You're going to see a different background for the next few, probably 2 weeks. I'm on the road. I'm on the East Coast. Today I'm in Orlando, Florida, and I will be in Kingston, Jamaica for the Long Story Short event. And Al Reynolds from Fox Soul will be there. And then I'll be shooting up to Virginia, DC area, doing a shoot as well. So I'm doing all my East Coast projects on this next week and a half. So that's where you'll see me. And thank you for tuning in. I want to do a special thank you to our sponsors, La Casa del Camino. Shout out to you guys in Laguna Beach. Thank you so much for supporting the channel, as well as Michael Solberg Family Wines. Leah, thank you so much for your continued support and love. And of course, Next Level Global Solutions, Shane Hyman, thank you so much for everything you do. And without further ado, you guys, I have my first guest today, Kelly Ann Manuel. How are you, Kelly?
I'm great. Thank you for having me, Monique.
This is wonderful. You're welcome. Yes, welcome, welcome. I'm so excited to have you because you have this really cool series of books that you've been able to manifest within a 6 month period of time. And I'm just blown away. You said, you know, offline that I'm a rock star. Girlfriend, I think you're a rock star. It takes mental and emotional bandwidth to sit and write. I mean, go ahead and introduce yourself. I'm going to brag on you all day.
Oh, I love you. Will you accept this rose, Monique?
I do.
I'm Kelly Ann, and I have not been a writer, as a lot of folks who publish are. I had a different life path. I started out in a corporate job, and then I worked in the preschool arena, which actually informed a lot of my writing now. But then I was really involved in family properties and upfitting and maintenance and DIY. So it's only recently, a year ago, well, no, it was March 2022.
Okay.
I really started to hear the poems. Mm-hmm. So I heard the poetry and I realized that they were stories, and they were stories for children, and that they were nursery rhymes, modern day nursery rhymes for children. Nice. Like along the lines of a Hans Christian Andersen.
Wow. Yes. And for you guys that don't know that, please Google, because, you know, everything comes from somewhere. And we have this saying in Hollywood, there's no new ideas in Hollywood. This is an organic thing you're doing. You're taking, you know, life lessons and things. And so to have this is very rare, you know, like a Hans Christian and like a Harry Potter. Like this is an organic thing. So you've tapped in to something, and we want to explore this more further.
Yeah. Within a 14-day period from in April of 2022, I had 27 books ready to go, cover to illustrations, everything written, 27 books in 14 days. Now I wrote more than that in that time frame, but I had 27 complete books in that time frame. And then I really had to cap it at 31, which is one book for every day of the month. That's why I capped it at 31. There's more. I have lots more, but I did cap it. I did do, this is probably for your listeners interesting. I did hybrid self-publishing. And that's something that I would encourage your listeners if they want to publish to look into. Mm-hmm. I went through Hay House, Balboa Press. And it's a really neat way because you still own all the rights to your work.
Okay.
And that's a big deal. But you do they do a content eval, so you go through that. So it's hybrid publishing, but you pay to publish. So that's another reason I capped it at 31.
Right.
Due to cost. But what I've done here is created a layer of support for children. Mm-hmm. And I say I almost heard a collective, the childhood collective, put out a call. Huh. I heard the call and I answered it. I wrote the poems, made them into books, and I published them as fast as I could. And now just this summer, released them in audio format, all 31.
Wow. So your collective, okay, guys, so we're going to get a little deep, you guys, so bear with us. Even though this is the start, we're going to get a little like spiritual. So you felt that perhaps, if I'm hearing you correctly, your collective work with children, you saw some things and heard some things, and then maybe in your meditative time or sleeping, you're like, this is what they need. This is what they're asking for.
Yes.
Is that what it is?
1,000%. And that's why there's 31 that take on a range of experiences, because all my books are experiential. Mm-hmm. They're something I've experienced, and there was a lesson. Mm-hmm. So but just as something as simple as playing with blocks, block play, one of my books. Oh, I flip titles. So instead of building blocks, it's the blocks building. Instead of free skate, I used to roller skate, I wrote the skate free. And that's just about taking something with wheels outside the door. It's a motivation to say, find something with wheels and take it outside. Our childhood collective went through something these last few years. Hmm. And I believe these books and the poetry I heard are a response to that, to give them new literature, new tools, positive mantras. They rhyme, which helps with literacy development, memorization. Our literacy, our children have suffered, if you follow the news, there's been, I think, a suffering in the literacy area. And I just know that these rhyming stories are going to be important. That's why I heard the call. Why else would they come?
That's very interesting. And what a beautiful open heart to be able to receive that message and do the work. Because let's just talk about your day. As the startup, this is our show. As entrepreneurs, you get up really early sometimes when you're geeked up, when you're excited about an idea, you can't sleep. But you did this for 31 days. So what did your sleep schedule look like? Your good God, with the Starbucks, with the coffee, shout out to Starbucks. With your coffee intake or whatever you were doing to stay awake, because
girlfriend, I was so in flow. I was so in flow. I said the poetry came as easy as breathing.
Wow.
It came so organic, so fast. I was in such a flow that I was just typing away on my iPhone into the notes section, typing the poems. I'd be walking the dog, typing the poems. I'd hear them at night. I'd wake up and I'd type the poems. I'd hear them in the morning. So that part was so organic.
Wow.
And so that's how I know that they're important. That's how I know. Because there's no way that kind of universe would open up to me if these were not meant to be in the hands of children.
That's
and
right.
Because they assist the caregivers. Yeah. They assist the people interacting with the children. And I actually believe a lot of the messages are not only for children.
Yeah, this is great. This is actually, you guys, if you're just tuning in, we're with Kelly Ann Manuel, and she's got 31 books for children to set them straight, to get them encouraged, to give them love, to get them aligned, to give them tools to replenish that community from what we've just experienced with the endemic, the pandemic, all of it, and probably before, right? We need stuff for kids. We want kids to be happy. So what I want people to highlight here, especially entrepreneurs, when you have that thing, that call, that idea, but it feels right, and you don't know how you're going to do it, write it down, execute it, but just go with it, because it's coming from a place that's great. And like with you, I had a dream recently, and I saw the cover of my book, and the dream was all messed up. Like, the whole dream was crazy. And I was like, oh, this dream is crazy, but probably, you know, whatever. But I took the positive out of it. And the positive was I saw the visual of the book. So it sounds like this is happening with you. Do you get ideas in the shower?
I get
clarity in the shower because I'm focused on the water running. It's so weird.
There's something about a private moment, and a shower is a private moment. Well, or maybe not. I don't know. But
whatever, people.
about quiet, internal, external. And when I achieved internal, external quiet, which includes turning off those voices, the naysayers up in the brain, right?
Your own haters.
Our worst enemies, right? Our internal voices.
Oh, yeah.
So you got to tell them, take a coffee break. I don't need you right now. Go have a Starbucks. Let me be. And then create from that place of quiet. And it doesn't even have to, like I said, when I'm walking the dog, I'm writing. So when you feel that little nudge, go ahead and take note and just jot it down.
Yeah.
For me, I didn't know this was going to turn into this.
Wow.
For me, this was like Field of Dreams, right? Where everyone thinks he's crazy. He's mowing down the corn to build the baseball field. But he was going on intuitive hits.
Yeah.
That's what I've done with this.
This is extraordinary. And I feel like now, like I've met someone that like, you're killing it in this. So do you have a visual? Let's show some people what we've been talking about. Okay, guys. So this is what it looks like when you go with your manifestation. You've got some books behind you. Could you pull something from your library, darling?
Oh, sure. Well,
pull something. Since we're going to be headed to September and October, maybe we've got something for that. Okay, let's see.
We've got
a little fall vibe coming.
Well, this is the morning good. Instead of good morning, it's the flip title, the morning good. This is about just waking up and facing the day with optimism. So this, going back to school, is a tricky thing for a lot of children. So the morning good, look at the polar bears.
I love the little bears, yes.
And the northern lights.
And little Alaska going on. Yeah.
It's just a story about the morning good. I went out to meet the morning good. The sun had risen, and I knew that I could. You know, I didn't have to go very far. There was no need for a ride in the car. So this is about, you know, the greeting the morning with optimism. This is what I'm talking about, the positive self-talk.
Great.
Because of the rhyming, right?
Great. You're setting them up for success, you guys. This is like, you know, PBS as a kid, I'm remembering, like, I can do anything, reading rainbow. Like, I'm old, guys. I'm timing myself here, but like, this is a new revolution. Kelly, where can people buy The Morning Good if they want to set their children up for success in the morning?
Well, my favorite place for people to purchase is Balboa Press, because that's where I publish out of. So Balboa Press, you know, Balboa Press. But then, you know, Google Kelly Ann Manuel, and you'll see all the different avenues to get to my books and the audio. Since the audio, all 31 have just been released. And you can buy the entire collection at Amplify. It's amplify.com, and it's out of Pro Audio Voices. And you can buy all 31 audiobooks, I think, for about $17. So you dip your toe in the water that way, you hear the audio, and then you're going to want, you know, the books.
Oh, let's see what this one is.
Oh, that's the Need Gnome. This is a creature called the Need Gnome that I met whilst out for a roam. And the Need Gnome encourages the child to tell about their thoughts that are swirling around inside their head. The one that nobody ever heard them say, you know, were ever said. So I'm not doing the correct.
No, you got it. No, you're good. Yeah.
And the Need Gnome. And then you got like the boots rain instead of rain boots. This is about individuality. The boots fall from the sky instead of the rain. Mm-hmm. And by all accounts, no two boots were the same.
Love it. You're on to something, my dear. I really love you pouring it back into the kids. Like, thank you for taking note of them in this time. But just thank you for answering the call. You guys, this is what it looks like when you listen. Let me go this way. This is what it looks like when you answer the call. Look at all those.
You got the emotion, commotion, locomotion. You got, this is about emoting, that we are allowed to emote. Oh, you got the still be. Oh, instead of be still.
Be still. The still be. I love the dyslexia that's going on here.
Look at this. This is the loon ball instead of balloon. And the loon ball is an event, but the location is still up in the air.
I love a good pun every day.
They all have that. So, I mean, honey, I could go all day.
Teddy bear teddy. What is happening? You guys, tune in because Kelly is the next. Kelly, I feel like I'm going to turn on my TV one day or be at a movie theater and there's going to be a preview for your books. It's like The Sword in the Stone. It's like Charlotte's Web. It's Reading Rainbow. It's all the things I grew up with. Thank you for being who you are. Thank you for being on LA Talk Radio. You're awesome.
Thank you for having me, darling. It was a
come
pleasure.
Come back soon, okay, Kelly?
Anytime.
Okay. Congratulations.
Thanks, darling.
You're welcome. That was Kelly and Manuel, you guys. 31 books in 31 days. So whatever you have that's, you know, an idea that you're inspired by, go and do it. Just even if you don't know how you're going to do it, maybe you don't have the money, maybe you don't have the time, you don't know how to do it, this just follow your intuition because she's living proof that an idea can become a brand. And she's got 31 books to prove it. And I'm just so impressed. Okay, guys, next up, I've got David from HerbLogic. Dave Jones, how's it going? David Jones.
It's going, either one is great. It's going great. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you for tuning in on Sunday and sharing some of your time with us. So why don't you introduce yourself and tell us about HerbLogic?
So I'm David Jones. I'm one of the founders of HerbLogic. And what we have been doing now for about 15 years is taking our experience as acupuncturists and herbalists and the sort of passion that we have for the herbs especially, and turning those into something that somebody can buy in a store. Because when you, I don't know if you've ever been, or if anyone who's listening has ever been to an acupuncturist who gives them a bag of sticks and bark and leaves and sometimes other things that you look at and you go, I don't want to know. And tells you to boil them up, right?
Right.
And they stink the house up. God forbid you have curtains because it's going to smell for a week in there, right? And it, oh yeah, and it tastes terrible. And the thing is that what we could see from folks we were seeing in clinic is that the compliance on that was not that great, right? Which means that you've got this thing that can help people a lot who then when you tell them, just boil this up and drink whatever comes out. And they're like, yeah, oh, I'm absolutely going to do that. And then do they? Not half the time, right? But if you give it to them in a form where they're like, okay, I can do this, then they get the benefit from it. And so that is what we really wanted to do was how – that was the question we were trying to answer is how can we take this thing that we knew worked really well, that we had seen worked for people, and make it in a format that was palatable and understandable for people who weren't like into the woo-woo aspects of Chinese medicine or who maybe were just new to the whole idea and a little bit skeptical, and we wanted to be able to give it to them in a way where they go, yeah, I can do this. And then be able to get better and then go back to that when they needed to.
Hence the logic part of HerbLogic, right? Like,
yeah.
I love that you're introducing Eastern medicine in a way where Westerners can be Westerners, but enjoy it and do it. And that's the glue right there. You're really tapping into something that's hard to do, you know, to marry those two ideas and make it palatable, pun intended. So what, you know, like what does a beginner do? Like what flavors, where do people go if someone wants to open their mind and try this?
Well, our website would be a good place to go, which obviously is herbalogic.com. And we've got a lot of resources on there where you could look and you can see, you know, what is available, what do we make, and what do we, how do you best use it?
Yeah.
And that's probably where I would go. You could do some basic reading on traditional Chinese medicine, but I'll be honest with you. If you're only sort of moderately interested in the history or the sort of nuances of Chinese medicine, it's easy to get lost in some of that. And if you're interested in it, great. Go dig as far as you can dig deep. It's a well that will never end. Trust me, as someone who's been doing this for almost 20 years, there's always something new you can learn.
Wow.
Always something more in to, when you go back to things and restudy them, you keep learning more and more. So if someone is just thinking, huh, I wonder if I have something that Chinese medicine could help me with.
Yeah.
Go to the website and look and see, because there are, I think one of the things that might get in the way is there are people who kind of oversell the idea of what this is appropriate for. Mm-hmm. And that makes it hard for the people who are trying to match where people are exactly, because you get the people who are like, oh, we can cure anything, but don't tell anybody, right? And that's
right.
And that's just not how that should work at all.
Right.
If you are having, you know, one of our best selling products is for the irritability that comes around PMS, right? And so if that's something that makes your life difficult from time to time, then yeah, go look at it. If you overthink to the point where it gets in the way of your life, if you are, the best description I ever heard of it was living in the wreckage of the future. Right.
Oh.
And so, right. So if you are living in the wreckage of the future, then you need quiet mind, because it can help bring that down to where you can be calmer, a little bit more centered. And the biggest part is more present, right? Because the opposite of living in the wreckage of the future isn't being calmer, it's being more present.
That's right. That's absolutely right. Unclogging up what might happen and just being here now.
Exactly. And so if you can do that, and part of doing that is becoming obviously a little bit calmer, but to give yourself the space to be able to, you know, a lot of times that living in the wreckage of the future is a result of the fact that stressors, you know, as soon as we get them, they go into the brain, and the brain says, what should I do with this? And part of the answer is, should I send it to the part that tests this assumption to see whether it's real? Or should I send it to the part of the brain that freaks me out?
Oh.
You know, and how many times is it like, yeah, let's go ahead and send this one to the part that freaks them out.
I know.
Right? And you freak out. You don't reality test any of your assumptions. But if you can give yourself enough space to where your brain can go, yeah, I think we have time to reality test this assumption. And you go, oh, okay. And now you go, you know what? That really wasn't that bad. And I can deal with this better than I thought I could. Mm. And that's, you know, that's quiet mind. So those are a couple of things I would think that it trouble sleeping, which is something that I, as a part of self-care, I think sleep is absolutely underrated for the value that you get from it. It should be one of the number one things that you keep holy in your life is your bedtime and the quality of your sleep. And so if you're even starting to have difficulty sleeping, that's the time to address it.
Wow. I love that you're highlighting just simple things that irritate people or bother people or are a stressor or something that can reduce your quality of life. And you're saying, guys, this is great. It's a supplement, you know, and that's the point. Like, don't, you know, lean on it to be your go-to way of handling it, but maybe it can be an offset or a supplement to how you handle something, a hybrid. Microdose is a famous term people are using right now. Microdose the medicine, you know, or these treatments, the Herblogic.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, one of the things that I love about this is that one of the questions I get all the time is, okay, say I take this and it works. Do I have to be on it for the rest of my life? And honestly, what I have seen from my time in clinic and from talking to customers is there starts to be a time when you start to forget to take it, right? And so that's what you're really looking for. And the way this works is like nobody ever skips a dose of pain meds when they're in pain because they have a constant reminder, right? And even sort of emotional stress, irritation, all of these things can be indistinguishable to your brain from physical pain.
Hmm.
You know, living in the wreckage of the future hurts and it's hard to get through. But if you start taking something that, again, gives you that space, then you're going to start to forget to take it. And so when you talk about a supplement, a supplemental supplement, so to speak, really that's what this is it's getting you to the point where you don't need it anymore.
That's great. That's a really great way to break it down in layman's terms and understand it. And I really like that you're addressing what people might have their preconceived notions on this, because guys, you know, it's true. I mean, America, we definitely have a pill for everything, but you know what? We have to open our minds a little bit and know what the motivation is for those pills and like how we can get to a more organic, holistic being. I love what you're saying. Where can people pick this up, Dave?
Well, yes. The best place is going to be our website, herbalogic.com. Another place you can buy almost all of our stuff on Amazon. It's Prime. It'll be on your doorstep in a couple days. And when we originally started doing this 15 years ago, the market that we really wanted to go to was your Whole Foods, you know, right. Your basic, your earthy, nutsy, crunchy store of natural goodness. Right. And we are still in a lot of those. We were in Whole Foods for a long time, and we finally broke with them after a very long time. We were in Sprouts for a while. So we've done the sort of big box thing. Yeah. And it's for a small brand like us, it's just not the right mix. And so Amazon, herbalogic.com are probably better places to go. But if you do live in certain places, your local store may carry them. And if you wanted your local store to carry them, they could reach out to us. We'd be happy to hear from them.
Very good. Yeah. And then part of the startup and being an entrepreneur is you got to find where you fit. And so you got to find your tribe. And it sounds like you're doing that. What could people expect to invest? Is there a range, a price range? Is there a kit? Is there a package? Like how many days supply? What are we looking at for Herbalogic?
That is a great question. So you can come in all the way from $15 for a 1 ounce liquid. And that is enough to find out whether or not it's going to be right for you, whether or not it's going to work. And here's the upshot, though, is that honestly, I had somebody write me the other day saying that they didn't like the taste. Right? We make a really palatable liquid, but for this guy, he just didn't like the taste.
He didn't like it.
And he wrote and said, "I demand my money back, and you have 24 hours to answer." I had to put him back, and I was like, dude, look, here's the honest to God truth, is if you would have called me up and said, "I find the colors of your bottle offensive, I want my money back," I'd have been like, okay, right? So if you try something and it just doesn't work for you, you let us know, that's it, we give you your money back. We recognize that not everything's going to work for everybody, and we want to work from there. We don't have to do it much because they do work for most people. But if you came in and you wanted to try liquid, you just wanted to spend under $20, you could get a 1 ounce bottle, and that should last you for a week, enough time to try. You can go up to 2 ounces. That's going to be a little bit longer. You're talking about $28 there. 4 ounce liquids, closer to mid 40s. And then we also have capsules of most of our formulas where you could get a 90 count bottle for about a little under $70. So that's sort of the range we're looking at, 30 count capsules. So we've got a couple different sizes and different formats to take things for folks, kind of, like I said, anywhere between $15 and about $70.
Great. So it sounds like you're including a lot of people in the market that can try this, which I love. And so where are we at today, right? So we're going into the fall. It's about to be Halloween soon. I love Halloween, Christmas, Hanukkah, everything. What are you doing? What are people doing for immunity boost this almost to the last quarter of the year? What are you guys recommending at Herbalogic?
I couldn't be happier that you asked that.
Okay.
We about a year ago, we brought out some our immunity formulas, and they're based on some really tried and true classic formulas in traditional Chinese medicine. But on a few of them, what we did is we added something that you can't get from boiling up the sticks and leaves is vitamin D, C, and zinc. And so we added these sort of immunity vitamins into already sort of well-known herbal formulas. And we have a sort of we don't have them as a package, but you could. It's called Support System, and it is a system from a very, very mild, very you could take it every day kind of immune boost that's called Support System. And if the capsule, it's VZ, it's the vitamins. And then we have three other things: Shield, Defend, and Restore. Because, and sort of think of it like this: when the invaders are off on the hill, you know they're there, but you can't quite see them. You take Shield. When they've breached the castle wall, you take Defend. And when the fighting's all over, take the Restore. Because, you know, here's the thing. You know when you've gotten over sort of an upper respiratory thing? And you're like, oh, I can go back to work now. I can finally go back to work. Your body's not done.
Yeah.
The way back is still long. And if you all of a sudden think you're going to go back to working long days and running errands and picking up kids, your body's going to respond from that infection more slowly. And so Restore is a bunch of very good, gentle herbs to sort of restore your systems back, which is something that's hard to find in other places. And we thought that this was a good thing. You can't find that outside of going to an herbalist. And I think it's in for everyone who has been sick, I would absolutely take Restore. And if you're going to be, I take Shield if I know that I'm going to be out in really dense populated places, like an airport or something like that, just because I know that I want that kind of an immunity boost. And then if I ever actually do come down with symptoms, I'll take big doses of Defend to get over them more quickly.
I love this.
Yeah, that support system is absolutely fantastic. I based the Shield on a formula that when I was in acupuncture school, my dad forever had suffered from sinus infections twice a year when the season changed, like clockwork, right? And I was like, hey, why don't you try these things? And I gave him a couple of patents because I didn't really know how to make my own herbs yet. And that was this was so many years ago, 15, almost 20 years ago. Hasn't had a sinus infection since. But one of the things that I gave him that I would buy for him, you just can't get anymore. And I wasn't able to find it anywhere. And so Shield is really just an improved version of the things that I gave my parents to help keep them healthy and to keep, you know, my dad from having a sinus infection, my mom from getting sick. And they've knock on wood, they're
doing great,
you know, in their late 70s, early 80s and doing great.
David Jones from Herbalogic giving us the tea, helping us fight off free radicals and stay healthy. Dave, thank you so much. Give us your website one more time where people can order.
It is herbalogic.com. Come and check us out, and we'd be happy to see you and ask us anything. Come on, call us, send us an email. We'd be happy to hear from you.
Thank you, David. I'll be waiting for my sample pack now. I'm in an airport all the time.
Absolutely. I'll get your address and you'll have it next week.
I love it. We'll come back and check in with us around the holidays because people are going to need what you got going. So
I would be thrilled to. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to be on your show. I love it.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure. All right, you guys. That's David Jones from Herblogic. Next up, we have, let's see who we've got. Dr. Cliff Olson. Dr. Cliff Olson, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for having me. How you doing?
Well, how are you?
I'm fantastic. Yeah, here on a Sunday afternoon, for sure.
Thank you for taking time out in your Sunday. I'm traveling, as I kind of teased out in the top. So why don't you introduce yourself and tell us what you have going on?
Yeah, so I'm Dr. Cliff Olson. I'm a licensed audiologist in Phoenix, Arizona. And I've got, I guess, a lot of things going on. So you know what? I run a clinic in Phoenix, Arizona called Applied Hearing Solutions. And so we treat adults with hearing loss, typically with hearing aids is what we specialize in. But I spend a lot of my, I guess, free time, so to speak, working on my YouTube channel, Dr. Cliff AUD. I've got about over 1,000 videos at this point talking about information to better inform consumers about their own hearing loss and their treatment options. I started that around the same time that I started my clinic Applied Hearing Solutions back in 2017, and it's grown like crazy. And there's been a couple, you know, anytime there's growth in attention and, you know, people want to know what's going on with you and all of that, it kind of leads to other, you know, opportunities to start other business ventures. Yeah. And so in 2019, I actually started what is called the Hearing Up Provider Network, which is a network of hearing care professionals across the United States who are committed to following comprehensive best practices. Because one thing a lot of people don't realize about hearing treatment, especially with hearing aids, is that you can have the best hearing aid in the world. And if that hearing aid is not fit and programmed correctly to your hearing loss prescription, it is not going to provide you with a lot of benefit. You may even know someone yourself who has hearing aids and hates their hearing aids or doesn't do well with their hearing aids. And that is largely because those hearing aids have not been set up the right way. And then here recently, I actually partnered with a management company called Audigy Group that has about 600 different locations across the United States, independent practice locations that also dispense hearing aids just like I do in my clinic in Phoenix. And I partnered with them to essentially establish a new entity that is hearingloss.com. And hearingloss.com is basically the website that we're going to grow into, kind of like the WebMD, but specifically treating hearing loss, balance disorders, tinnitus, and things like that.
Wow, you're really addressing something that a lot of people just don't talk about. We are just not, I don't know, we're not tuned in to, you know, paying attention to that. So please tell me, I know that you touched on a little bit, but tell me how you really truly fell into this. Sam, let's go full screen on the doctor so we can get your background story of how you fell into this, please.
Yeah, so really, I mean, if we go back to high school even, I had no freaking clue what I wanted to do with my life after high school. So I did like most people do, and I just joined the military. So actually got into the Marine Corps. This was back in 2002. Spent 4 years in the Marine Corps. They actually identified a hearing loss in my right ear when I was serving, and I thought it was something I was going to get kicked out for. Fortunately, they didn't kick me out, and I was able to finish my 4 years of service. And after that, I was going through undergrad for exercise science because I love working out. It's a hobby of mine. But I realized at that point that I'm like, I think I like working out. I don't want to like teach other people how to work out. And I had to start looking at other career options at that point. And, you know, there have been a couple of years that had gone by, obviously, since I got out of the military. We're around 2010 or so at this point. And I was literally just Googling different career options. And audiology popped up that year as ranked like the number four best profession to get into because our population is getting older. Hearing loss is one of the leading medical conditions in terms of prevalence throughout the entire world. And it was something that worked with technology. And I'm like, you know, I like working with older individuals. I like technology. I think the healthcare space is probably a stable area to go. And with my own personal story of hearing loss in my right ear, I'm like, hey, you know what? Let's give audiology a go. So I applied to a variety of different graduate schools because how it works is you go through your four-year undergraduate degree, typically in communication disorders, even though mine was in exercise science. And then you end up going to a graduate program for an additional 4 years to get your doctorate in audiology. And so I had applied to some universities in the state of Illinois, which is my home state. I fortunately got into University of Illinois, and that's where I really started my journey into audiology. And when I mentioned earlier this idea about best practices, I understood really early on in my training that the reason that people were not having success with treatment is because their providers were not following comprehensive best practice care. And I knew that when I got and graduated with my audiology degree, I really wanted to start a clinic that focused solely on high quality care. And that's really what I've grown here in Phoenix. And because I'm local in the Phoenix area, not everyone has the ability to come see me. So as my messaging grew on the internet, I was almost forced to start a network of providers who also follow best practices across the country. So people didn't have to travel from California or New York or wherever out to Arizona, and they could still find a great place to go for high quality hearing treatment.
You are really an inspiration. It seems like you just took it and ran with it. And I love that you have so much passion and energy around it. I think I need to come get my ear tested. I mean, I get into airplanes all the time and it's popping and, you know, the music is up loud in my ear. I mean, I'm in a headphone all the time and that can't be good. I mean, talk to us about, you know, we have a couple minutes. Talk to us about that, our day-to-day stuff. How much is that a player in our hearing health?
It really is. Noise-induced hearing loss is one of the leading causes of hearing loss. And, you know, you go back to like the 60s, right? And you had a lot of like Woodstock, you had a lot of people rocking, listening to rock music, stuff like that. And they listen to it at a significantly high level. Now, here's the thing with noise-induced hearing loss. You can listen to music or whatnot at a, you know, reasonable level. But if you do it for too long of a period of time, you can damage your hearing. It isn't just when you listen to it for a short period of time at really loud levels that causes damage. So you have to pay attention to the intensity and duration of what you're listening to music. And so, you know, this day and age, we're kind of repeating the 60s again in a way.
We're walking around
with headphones on. We're, like you said yourself, like you're flying in an airplane, you've got the earbuds in, you're trying to cancel out the surrounding noise, but you're also cranking up the volume on your own devices. And so you are putting yourself at risk because we have these tiny little microscopic hair cells inside of our hearing organs, inside of our ears. And when you listen to things too loud for too long, those little tiny hair cells become damaged. And once they're damaged, they do not come back. So it is a permanent hearing loss that you can give yourself. And that's why hearing loss is one of the most prevalent conditions that people have in the United States and the world that they don't even realize. United States alone, just so you know, there's what, about 350 million people roughly in the United States, 330 to 350. Yeah. About 30 million of them have hearing loss, which is absolutely crazy. About 10% of the whole U.S. population.
Wow. And this could be dangerous. It's so timely that we're talking about this. And I was on like some old channel and Good Times was coming on. And there was an episode where one of the guys, the young man, someone was trying to tell them that the young man was not special needs, but that he couldn't hear. And he's about to fall into the elevator. They were doing repairs and he's falling backwards and they pull him because he couldn't hear. So it can be dangerous, guys. It can be something that you want to address. Where can people sign up, Cliff? I know that, Dr. Olson, I know that your waiting list has got to be long, sir. I mean, how can we get on your waiting list or get a certificate for someone that we love, that we want to look out for? What can we do?
For sure. Yeah, so, I mean, obviously, if you live in the greater Phoenix area, you can call my clinic, Applied Hearing Solutions. The website is appliedhearingaz.com. But I understand that, I mean, there's only so many people watching this right now that are going to be in the Phoenix area. So the network that I've started, Hearing Up, so if you go to hearingup.com, it has a whole list of different providers in not all 50 states, but, you know, California is very well represented. All the coastal areas are very well represented. The Midwestern states are a little bit more sparse just because of less population density, but if you're having difficulty hearing, or you have a family member who's having difficulty hearing, or you suspect that you may potentially be having a hearing loss, or you're age 50 or older, you should absolutely be going in and getting a hearing test, at least to understand what your foundational level of hearing loss is, if you have hearing loss at all. But, you know, if you don't have access to a Hearing Up provider in your area, literally Googling an audiologist to find a doctor of audiology in your area is a great place to start. And, you know, if you want to do more research so you kind of know what to expect when you go in, go check out my YouTube channel, Dr. Cliff AUD. There's over 1,000 videos on the channel at this point. All of them are educational. And it's a great way to arm yourself with the knowledge that you need when you go in so you can actually understand what the heck the doctor's telling you after they've done a hearing test on you.
Listen, I love it. I love your energy. I love your enthusiasm. I love your expertise. Thank you for doing what you're doing and being who you are. And I'm so, congratulations on growing your network. Guys, this is an example of passion project meets opportunity. I see your silver YouTube thing back there. Congratulations on that. That is very notable. And let's have you back. Let's have you back. Let's see, you know, when you'll come out to the area, maybe we can have you do some hearing tests or something. I don't know.
I have some good friends out in Los Angeles. I refer a ton of patients to their clinics. So if I'm out in the area, I'll let you know.
I would love it. You guys, Dr. Cliff Olson, thank you, Dr. Cliff, for being here. And have a beautiful night.
Thank you so much, Monique. Take care.
Thank you. All right, you guys. Well, as you can see, the sun is going down a little bit here on the East Coast. And we are here. Sam, text me here. Do we see anyone else in the wings? Hopefully we do. Oh, we don't. Okay. So, guys, thank you for being here. I'm going to be traveling. The background's going to be different for the next couple shows. Guys, shout out to La Casa del Camino, Michael Solberg Family Wines, and, of course, Next Global Solutions by Shane Hyman. Thank you so much for everything that you do. If you are a startup brand and you want to come out to the Emmys, we are doing it in January this year. It's been pushed because of the WGA and the SAG strike. So we are going to be doing it in January. If you guys want to come out to Beverly Hills and you have a startup brand and you think that it commands celebrity and influencer attention, we would love to have you. Also, if you haven't seen our trailer for the Pandemic Project documentary, I will have an announcement this year. It will be premiering. I cannot wait. This has been a project, a passion project. I've dragged Sam along into it. Sam, you finally saw the trailer, right, Sam? We premiered it here. And without Sam's support and people like Sam, I wouldn't have been able to do it. So thank you so much for everyone that's been on board with me. Stand by for those announcements. What else? We have so many things going on. I want to shout out, long story short, in Jamaica, shout out to Daniel T. Edwards. I'll be heading to Jamaica in the next few days for his comedy show. It's a Caribbean-Jamaican comedy show. I'm hoping to see to get it on one of the networks. I'm teaming up with Al Reynolds from Fox Soul. He'll be there joining me. Thank you for everybody supporting it. I think it's going to be a good time. And we have some more cool announcements. I got something really cool that we're going to be teasing out. All right, Sam, if no one else is there, I think we'll call it today. What will you start up today? I will see you guys in another location next week. Be well. Ciao.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique LeRae, only on LA Talk Radio.